Blog Talk Radio.
This is my time of the week that I have an opportunity to work with you, my loyal listeners. So happy Wednesday, everyone. This is Wake Up Wednesday. Well, that's what I'm going to call it anyway. So I hope and pray that everyone is keeping on track and on in line or aligned with your goals thus far. We are continuing with our goal setting and our life coaching. And I am just absolutely loving the email feedback I'm receiving from you, so keep those emails coming in. Now, tonight, we are going to kind of shift our discussion a little bit. We're still in line with our life coaching, and these are the topics that you are writing in asking about. So I am answering the call. You are asking about these topics and these questions and issues, so I am bringing the experts on to speak about it. Now, please understand, I made this announcement last week. The on-air radio show is 30 minutes. It's from 6 o'clock to 6:30, and then from 6:30 to 7, we have our private life coaching where we take it offline to a private conference bridge because a lot of you have said you don't like coming on the air, talking about your specific issues. So what I've decided to do is have 30 minutes of live on-air coaching, and then the final 30 minutes of the show, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be offline at a private conference bridge number. So if you would like to join us, please email me because I don't want to give the number on the air. Then we'll have the same problem with everybody hearing everyone else's story. So if you want to join us, email me at Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at C. HollowayHill.com, C-H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-H-I-L-L.com. Okay, now tonight our guest is Miss Kathy Severson, and I pray I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm sure Kathy will let me know when she comes on the line here. And she is the founder of Passport to Purpose. It's a professional and personal development company. And Kathy helps individuals find more meaning and purpose in their lives and work, which is exactly what we're doing here. Kathy has developed a three-pronged system to help individuals identify their core attributes, which is used to construct a powerful vision followed by a comprehensive plan for creating a more fulfilling life. And one of the things that I really want to get into this evening with Kathy is the effects of stress on our lives, on our health, and certainly on our goal accomplishment. Stress is one of those situations where we can't get rid of it. We're not going to be able to just totally eliminate it from our life, but it's definitely something we have to get control of. We've got to gain control of the stress in our lives because some of the most serious health issues come from chronic stress. So we need to understand how to manage that and how not to allow it to take over our lives. And we also have talked about in the previous shows in some of our other earlier sessions on how to quiet your mind and how to step away from the media diversions, the text messaging, the Facebook, the internet, TV, the radio, the news, and all those things, and quiet your mind down and just take some time to sit still and do your affirmations and relaxation. So I am going to go ahead and bring Kathy on the line because I'm very anxious to talk to her and get this discussion started. So welcome, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Kathy. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much, and I am so thrilled to have you. Now, did I pronounce your name right? Is it Severson?
No, it's Severson. It's a good old Norwegian name. That's okay. You're in the 99 percentile that pronounce it Severson, so don't feel bad.
Okay. Well, we'll call you Kathy.
Okay. Kathy with a C.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Kathy, I'm sure you heard me talk a little bit about what I'd like to kind of get into this evening. Because, as you know, we have been, and I explained to you how the show format goes, we have been conducting on-air coaching sessions. And, of course, we started out with the most critical aspect of coaching, which is the mindset. And I've been talking quite a bit about that on the first few sessions. And tonight I kind of would like to get into some of the stress-related problems that prevent us from accomplishing our goals. So can you talk a little bit about that?
There's two different kinds of stressors. There's the outside stressors, the real things. There's a lion chasing me around the block. Those kind of stressors, being out of work. But also, as you know, as a coach, there's also those inside stressors, the conversation that we have going on in our mind. And I love what you were saying when you were doing the introduction about how part of each one of our responsibility is to learn how to quiet our mind and not fall victim to our own negative and dirty thinking. And it's something that I think most people struggle with. I don't know that anybody doesn't have that as part of their makeup. Is, you know, sometimes there are parents' voice, you know, and sometimes they're a boss or whatever, but it's all in our mind. We're not good enough, or we're not pretty enough, or we don't measure up, and those feed into this, the anxiety and the stress that we feel in our lives. And as you know, what they do is they prevent us from living life to the fullest. And what I gather from this show, I mean, that's what you're all about, is helping people to tap into their strengths and then convert that so they can go out there and live life to the fullest.
That's absolutely correct. That is totally what this show is about. And starting the first part of this year, I converted the show to live on-air coaching because there are so many people who are in distressful situations and they can't afford one-on-one live coaching, so that's why I decided to just start from scratch, start from ground one, ground zero, and just begin a live coaching, 12-week coaching session, and that's what we're doing right now. We're in week five, and the stress has to be addressed because that's an area that totally affects your mindset, attitude, your behaviors, your thoughts, and when we don't have control of our thoughts, oh my goodness, you know how much havoc it can wreak in your life.
Well, absolutely, and I think for people who live very hectic lives, what happens is a lot of times we're not even conscious of our thoughts until we've kind of gone over the edge. And then we're so anxiety prone that it's really difficult to bring it back. So one of the things, I mean, you heard you mention, make sure that there's time, that everybody take time, no matter how busy their day is, to kind of just settle down and listen to their thoughts. And I don't know about you, but I start my morning off with affirmations, and I do journaling. Not a great meditator, but I do journal every single morning, and it kind of gets my mind kind of on the straight path. And just looking at your website, you got a lot going on, girl. So I also have a lot. Now, what I found for me is that if I'm having a lot going on during my day, I'll take 5 or 10 minutes and I'll go out and take a quick walk. I don't know if you can do that, but if you can do that, deep breathing, just doing 3 deep breaths while you really focus in. But I think that the real key, and it's so hard to do because you have to discipline yourself, is to get to be aware of when you're starting to feel stress so you can nip it in the bud, so to speak, and not wait till you just there's so much anxiety. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I absolutely love what you said about your morning routine. I absolutely have a morning routine as well. I love the relaxation. I mean, I always started off with 10 deep breaths and, you know, take the air in strongly through your nose and let it out slowly through pursed lips. And then I read a few verses or a few chapters, a few scriptures, and then I meditate. And I don't meditate for very long. I mean, you don't have to sit there for hours and hours. You can just do it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or, you know, whatever you can afford. Affirmations is a great way to start your morning. If you don't have a lot of time to spare, you can do your affirmations as you're getting ready. Just keep the TV off and the radio off and have it quiet and do your affirmations as you're preparing for work or preparing your coffee or whatever. It's just, it doesn't matter how long or how much you do. It just matters that you do something.
Well, I think that's you're absolutely right, Kathy, that's the key. A lot of times when I happen to just wake up naturally early in the morning. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But most mornings, but most mornings I'll just kind of lay there in bed, not necessarily for a long time, but just kind of some deep breaths like you were saying and just kind of think a little bit about my day in a peaceful way, not in an anxious
mm-hmm.
way. And
mm-hmm.
and I know that that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. But like you said, you're talking even 30 seconds a minute, taking that time to be fully aware of who you are and where you are can really set the stage for the rest of your day.
I totally agree. Yeah, it definitely sets the stage for the rest of the day because if you think about it, and I know this sometimes this concept is hard for people to grasp, but if you sit right here, right now, and think of a very negative, difficult, abusive situation that has occurred in your life or that is coming up, your body is going to respond to it. Your palms may get sweaty. Your heart may start beating fast. So your subconscious doesn't know the difference in a vision and reality. So whatever you visualize in your conscious mind, your body is going to react to it. So if you can just take some time every day, just 5 minutes, 3 minutes, to visualize something positive or say something positive in your thoughts or your words out loud, it's going to make all the difference in the world. Over a period of time, you're going to slowly, slowly, gradually start to reshape some of those toxic beliefs that you have stored.
Well, I think that that's the other thing, too, is to get into the habit of kind of nipping those negative thoughts in the bud and not allowing them to fester and grow. I think that everybody has to really kind of monitor their thoughts so that they don't get out of hand and out of control. And a lot of times, you know, I'll get myself and I'll be, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm thinking that. And I don't know about you, but I've been doing this work for a long time. And I'll think, boy, I'm past that. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to think about that. And then all of a sudden, there it rears its ugly head. One of the real keys to that, and this is something that I work is staying present in the moment, not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future, but just staying focused where you are right here and right now. Now, I have to say, this is one of those things where you teach what you want to learn, because I have so many things going on. I'm always kind of thinking about downstream and all that, but at least a couple of times a day, I try to take a few minutes to just be present where I am right now, and not thinking about all the other stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, Kathy, that's a very good point because actually when you think about it, the future is present-based because what you currently are and who you currently are today is going to determine who you will become tomorrow. So if you can stay focused on the present and stay current in exactly where you are now, think about where you are now. Focus on what you are currently doing and do it to the best of your ability because you're actually setting it up for future success. But if you think ahead and start thinking about all the what ifs and how it won't work if and how something may go wrong if, then you're going to really kind of mess up the present. So that's a good point, Kathy. I totally agree with that. You've got to stay present in the moment.
Well, and I also think, too, that we live in a culture that focuses on weaknesses and not on strengths. And so one of the things, I do a lot of work with resumes, and boy, do people have a hard time tooting their own horn. But one of the things that, and this is a little bit out of the scope with stress, but not, in that you need to acknowledge where you have your strengths and focus in on capitalizing on your strengths. And when I say is minimize your weaknesses, but we came up with in a culture, a school system that says, well, you did this wrong. That's where you're supposed to focus out your energy. And I don't know that that's always right. And I think that acknowledging and honoring your strengths, those things that you do well, is a really important part of keeping focused and keeping where you're supposed to be.
That's right. That's right. And I just want to go over a few of the physical ailments that chronic stress can cause, because I know we've heard these things before, but we can never say it too much. Chronic stress. Now, what Kathy described is, you know, the real stress that our bodies and our adrenal glands produce cortisol, which is the hormone that helps to counterbalance stress. That's when we are in the fight or flight syndrome, like you described, being chased by a tiger or something like that. That's real stress. But stress that is created inside of us due to our thoughts and our toxic behaviors and those types of things that we have control over, if we don't gain control over it, the three most serious conditions that it can cause are stroke, heart disease, and irritable bowel syndrome. And all of those things can lead to very serious consequences, as you know. Now, there's tons of other things it could cause, from sleep problems all the way up to autoimmune diseases. So you need to be aware of that, because stress is not something that's just, oh, it's not going to hurt anything, that I think negative all the time. Well, actually, it will hurt you, and it will take years off your life. So that's something that absolutely needs to be known.
I absolutely agree, and that's one of the things that I think that medicine and science is just really on the cutting edge, really starting to acknowledge that that what we put in our body, not only in terms of food and stuff, but in terms of our thoughts and how we, kind of function in the world, really has a lot to do with our health. And I think this is a fairly new kind of discovery. It's a new conversation. So I think it's really important that you have that with your listeners so they're aware of it. Because I think a lot of us, like you said, we just get so caught up in the day-to-day life that we don't always think about the consequences of our thoughts, our actions, our behaviors.
And also, I want to make sure that our listeners understand, and I'm not saying this to scare anyone, it's just very important that you are aware of the consequences of chronic stress. If you're under chronic stress and you don't have any balance in your life, you don't have anything that is enjoyable, or you don't know how to enjoy things, that chronic stress can lead to adrenal failure and adrenal exhaustion, because if your adrenal glands are constantly creating that hormone cortisol, then eventually it's going to wear out, and then you won't have any kind of defense mechanism to counterbalance that stress, and then you'll just be left vulnerable. And that's when your immune system is going to be compromised, and we know what happens when your immune system is compromised. You're just vulnerable to all types of diseases. So you don't want that to happen. I mean, that's worst-case scenario, but it can happen. I know of lots of individuals it has happened to. Their adrenals shut down because their chronic stress levels were just too much. It was just too much for the body to handle. And so that's why we're talking about this today.
You know, one of the things that you made me think of as you were discussing that is I work a lot with people who are looking for a job. And in today's world, a lot of people who are unemployed. And so there's a couple of things that I always tell them to do. And one is when you're looking for a job and you think, you know, while I'm at home, this is the time to clean out the closet, I've been waiting to do that, or paint the house. And I tell them, do not take on any major tasks, particularly those should tasks, you know, that you've been putting off for years and years. And you think, well, I'm unemployed now, so I'll paint the house. If it then becomes a should, it's just one more stress that you have to that you have added into your life. And looking for a job is stressful for almost anybody. And so you want to keep that as clean as possible. So that's one thing, is don't add all this other stuff into the mix. On the other hand, it's a great time to start exercising. It's a great time to start an inexpensive hobby. You might want to go out dancing. Those kinds of physical activities, creative activities that will get you away from thinking about not having a job and stuff like that. So I kind of take both sides. One of the things that you mentioned early on, for years and years I've told people, if watching the news, particularly when we're in an economic downturn, gets you all fried up and you get you stressed, then don't read the paper, don't read the news on the internet, and don't watch TV, where it's going to kind of add to, like you said, that adrenaline, that anxiety. So those are a couple of things that I tell people to kind of help them with their stress levels when they're looking for a job, because that is just by its nature a more stressful time.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. There is nothing you can do as far as, now, everything you can do as far as trying to find a job, I'm sure you're doing it. You're getting your resume put together. You're networking. You're getting in touch with all the right organizations that you're interested in working for. You're putting your resume out on the websites where they're supposed to be. Those things are controllable. The things you can't control, then you need to, as Kathy stated, find a way to manage that situation. Turn off the TV if they get you anxious. If you like listening to music, listen to some nice, soft, quiet music, whatever your choice of music is, or whatever. There are so many different things that you can do, whatever your choice is, and we don't want to, you know, tell you what to do, but you know what your choice is to relax. And whatever that is, you've got to learn how to have some type of relaxation techniques and tips in your life to get rid of those stressful situations, to kind of counterbalance that, because that's going to really start destroying your health over time. And I know there are so many different things that we could talk about that could help people to kind of counterbalance that, but, you know, as I stated, everyone's different. Everyone has their unique desires. Some people love to talk on the phone to their friends. Some people love to go out to the parties or clubs. Some people like to watch television shows, as long as it's not anything that makes you more anxious. But, you know, watch comedy shows, listen to music, or whatever your choice is. But you've got to have some type of relaxation technique that you practice at least, I would say, once a day, but at the very, very minimum, a couple of times a week. Don't you think, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. And you know one thing, and you said watch comedy shows. You know, one of the things that we don't talk about a lot, but humor. If you can bring comedy in, one of the things that's really nice about my husband and I, even in adversity, we will always find humor in something. Maybe not all the time, but I have, over the years, you know, as we've had some trials and tribulations just like anybody else. And to be able to find a way of laughing, it is, you know, you were talking about releasing endorphins and those kinds of things into your system, and nothing can do more, be more beneficial to your body quickly than adding humor. And so that's a, you know, it's just kind of a side thing, but as you were looking at it, you were saying, you know, everybody needs to find their own thing. And I think we've kind of come full circle in that what we're telling you people is to be aware of yourself and the things that cause you stress, but also the things that kind of lighten the load. And that's the number one thing. And I think that as both of us as life coaches and counselors, is the number one thing that I work with people is self-awareness. And so it's not only understanding what causes you stress, but also the counter of that. What do you do to relax, and really putting intention around putting that into your life?
Yeah, and that has to be a task that is part of your plan, because as we've been talking about over the last several weeks, our life coaching sessions, we're starting off with the mindset and the self-discovery and understanding your personality type. And getting control of your stress is another area that is very critical in that self-discovery early on process before we start actually digging down into creating the goals and putting the SMART goals together, the specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timeline. Before we started getting into that, we need to get a handle on this, because if we don't get a handle on this, you will not be able to be disciplined, you will not be committed, you will not have your mindset in a healthy place, and you won't be able to accomplish your goals. And that's why New Year resolutions don't work, because people jump straight into the action, and they don't take into account all the other emotional, mental, and psychological aspects of goal setting. They don't think about that. And that's why we're talking about this, because we want you all to be successful in whatever goals you have that you want to accomplish. These things are absolutely critical in the beginning stages.
Well, I absolutely agree. And because you started just talking about goal setting, and one of the things that I'm always really clear with people, particularly, like I said, when they're in a stressful situation, is make sure that you went through the SMART goals, but make sure that you choose goals that you have control over completing. Because sometimes we want things that are kind of outside of our control, and that really sets us up for a stressful situation. So I love what you're doing and getting helping people get their mindset before they get into the goal setting, and then helping come up with goals that are not realistic in the sense of that, you know, yes, they're doable, but that there's something that you can do. And that's one of the things that when I'm working with people that are looking for a job, the job is out there. You're going to get it, but you don't know when,
yes.
You don't know where, you don't know how it's going
right.
to come. So focus in on what you can do today. And, you
right.
know, and that's, I think that's where people need to put their energy and attention, and it makes it a lot less stressful than if they're focused on that nebulous job out there that we don't know about.
That's right. If you focus on what you can do, not the uncontrollables, but what you can do, you will always come out more victorious. I can tell you that. I can promise you that, because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Now, we're coming up on our last couple of minutes, so I just want to once again make the announcement. I announced it last week that because of the life coaching we are doing for the first 30 minutes of the show, we are having live on-air coaching for everyone, and then the last 30 minutes of the show is going to be done on an off-site private conference bridge, and everyone is invited, but you have to email me to get the conference bridge number and the PIN number to join us, because people don't feel comfortable sometimes talking about their specific issues live on the air, on the radio. So we're doing that the last 30 minutes on a private conference bridge. So please email me, Kathy, at chollowayhill.com. for that information, okay? So, Kathy, please go ahead and give us your web address and your contact information if anyone wants to get in touch with you.
I think the easiest way to do it, and we do think alike, the best way is go over to my website, www.CathySeverson.com, and I'm involved in retirement life planning and coaching, and it's just been absolutely delightful to spend this time with you, Kathy. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've really had a wonderful time.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for accepting the invitation. It's been a fantastic discussion. You have been a wealth of knowledge. My listeners, I'm sure, have enjoyed you thoroughly. So we really appreciate it. We're probably going to have you back again for sure. And we are going to go ahead and sign off for now and jump over to the private conference bridge. And for those of you who have not received the PIN number, email me so that you can join us. Join in. All right. We're going to say goodnight for now. We'll see you same time next week on the Living by Design show, live on air coaching. Good night, everyone.
We'll be right back.